In the Seder every year, we say, Shebachol dor vador, omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. In every generation, they are trying to wipe us out. If that's the case of Klal Yisrael in general, when it comes to the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Shebachol yom vayom, every day, there is a terrorist entity that is trying to get rid of us. And the question is, what is our zchus kiyum? What is it that keeps us here in Eretz Yisrael? In order to answer that question, I think we have to look at how were we zocha to Eretz Yisrael in the first place? And the answer to this question lies in the second bracha benching. The bracha of Nodelecha concludes Ala Aretz ve'ala Mazon, Birkas Aretz. And the Gemara tells us in brachas and daf Memches and Memtes, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Pei Zayin. There, it's Paskin La'alacha that in the Birkas Aretz you must mention Bris V'Torah. Without Bris V'Torah, you're not Yotzei. And Rashi explains, Mishaburu explains, it's the schus of Bris and Torah that gave us Eretz Yisrael. There's a discussion if that's a din d'oraisa d'rabbanan, ayin sham. There's a discussion if you need to actually say the words Bris v'Torah, or it's enough to say v'abrischa shechasamte b'sarinu v'altarasla shalim adetanu, which is minag Ashkenaz. Be that as it may, it's the schus of Bris v'Torah that keeps us in Eretz Yisrael. There's a diun, what is referred to as Torah. Is it general kiyum ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvus, or is it more specifically limud ha-Torah? That's also discussed. Different sources say different things. From our nusach of ha-Torah slash limud ha-Torah, it definitely sounds like Talmud Torah. So Talmud Torah has a dual purpose. On the one hand, Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, it's an ends in and of itself. On the other hand, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, Barasi et Sahara, Barasi lo Torah Tavut. The Torah gives us the schus and the wherewithal and the power to fight against the Eight Sahara. When we look at the bris that's referred to over there, so Rashi sends us to the Psukim in Lech Lecha, Hashem gives Avram Avinu mitzvahs bris mila. And over there, in the same paragraph, it's very clear that Avram Avinu is promised Eretz Yisrael in the schus of the bris that he's going to perform as Brisi Tishmar. Many years later, Klal Yisrael are about to go into Eretz Yisrael, Yoshua Perek Hey, and Hashem tells Yoshua Binun, wait, we need a mass milah. Just as we had 40 years ago when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, before you go into Eretz Yisrael, you need a mass milah. Bnei Yisrael did not perform Mitzvah's milah in the Midbar, they felt it was dangerous. Before they go into Eretz Yisrael, they need to have a mass milah, and Yeshua explains to Klal Yisrael, our schus to Eretz Yisrael is through Bris Milah. When the Ramban discusses Bris Milah, he says the following, he quotes the Radak, the reason for Bris Milah, Shesam Zikaro. We have a permanent reminder, Be'ever HaTaiva, on the organ of desire, Rav HaMiruma V'Chet, which is potential for great confusion and sinning. And continues the Ramban, the purpose of Mitzvah Mila, Le'bal Yishtam Shubo Rak B'Mitzvah U'Mutter, to make sure to use our bris only B'Makom where it's mutter and will become a mitzvah, and to stay away from anything that is usher and that will distract us and take us away from our relationship with Hashem. May Hashem give us the strength to be mischazek, strengthen ourselves in the learning of Torah, and thereby strengthen ourselves in Shmiras HaBris, and maintain our Zchus Kiyum in Eretz Yisrael. Ad Bias Gal Tzedek M'Heirav Yameinu.